Hidden Territory on Mercury, Revealed, presented by Science at NASA. November 3, 2009. The Messenger spacecraft's third and final flyby of the planet Mercury has given scientists, for the first time, an almost complete view of the planet's surface and revealed some dramatic changes in Mercury's comet-like tail. The new images remind us that Mercury continues to hold surprises, says Sean Solomon, principal investigator for the mission and director of the Department of Terrestrial Magnetism at the Carnegie Institution of Washington. The probe flew by Mercury on September 29th, executing a critical gravity assist maneuver designed to help MESSENGER enter Mercury orbit in the year 2011. Despite shutting down temporarily because of a power system switchover during a solar eclipse, the spacecraft's cameras and instruments revealed another 6% of the planet's surface never before seen at close range, including this picturesque region pocked by impact craters and molded by volcanic activity. The bright region in the upper right corner of the image surrounds a suspected explosive volcanic vent. The 290-kilometer diameter double-ring basin near the bottom of the image has a smooth interior that may be the result of effusive volcanism. This double-ring basin, seen in detail for the first time, is remarkably well-preserved, notes Brett Denevi, a member of MESSENGER's imaging team and a postdoctoral researcher at Arizona State University. The inner floor of the basin is even younger than the basin itself, and it differs in color from its surroundings. We may have found the youngest volcanic material on Mercury. One of the spacecraft's instruments conducted its most extensive observations to date of Mercury's super-thin atmosphere, or exosphere. Material in the exosphere comes mainly from the surface of Mercury itself. They are particles knocked aloft by solar radiation, solar wind bombardment, and meteoroid vaporization. This wispy gaseous envelope is stretched by solar radiation pressure into a long comet-like tail, which seems to be changing as Mercury moves around the Sun. A striking illustration of what we call seasonal effects in Mercury's exosphere is that the neutral sodium tail, so prominent during the first two flybys, is now significantly reduced in extent, says participating scientist Ron Vervack of the Johns Hopkins University Applied Physics Lab in Laurel, Maryland. This difference is related to expected variations in solar radiation pressure as Mercury moves in its elliptical orbit around the Sun. Mercury's exosphere turns out to be one of the most dynamic exospheres in the entire solar system. The observations also show that calcium and magnesium in the exosphere exhibit different seasonal changes than sodium, a difference that researchers do not yet fully understand. MESSENGER will go into orbit around Mercury in 2011. Then it can make a continuous study of seasonal changes in all exospheric constituents. That will provide key information on the relative importance of the processes that generate, sustain, and modify Mercury's ultra-thin atmosphere. Approximately 98% of Mercury's surface has now been imaged by NASA spacecraft. After MESSENGER goes into orbit around Mercury, it will see the polar regions, which are the only remaining unobserved areas of the planet. Visit Science at NASA for more images and data from the third flyby. This story was read by Tony Phillips and presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the Internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.